people left absolutely determined that, that this situation was going to be resolved, that the community was going to stand up and ensure that, that Swan Park can't lie, I guess. People called for the establishment of a Safe Swan Park Committee, which is agreed by all those present. And in the coming days and weeks, we're going to be knocking doors with a petition, going around different businesses in the town, leaving out petitions and giving people a voice to take this over the line and secure the funding that's needed.
What about funding, though, in reality? I mean, is this Safe Swan Park Committee perhaps going to look at alternative funding streams, maybe see if there's some European funds can be tapped into, or is it central government really that's going to be the focus?
I think central government have to step up and fund this. The council put in an application, they've got it assessed, independently assessed the cost of it. It's in $2.3 million it's going to cost, so that's the extent of the damage. That's sitting with Owen Murphy's department at the minute, and he needs to make a decision that in a number of weeks. But I think ultimately, all the ministers who arrived in Inishowen in August in the aftermath of the floods and made all types of promises, when the national media was there, they assured everybody in Inishowen that there would be nothing that wouldn't be done. Everything would be restored back to normal. And I think they have to live up to that promise now.